Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mukie Wilson. Batting second. The third baseman, Hubie Brooks. Batting third. The right fielder, Danny Heap. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Foster. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Gary Rajcik. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bob Baylor. Batting seventh. The catcher, Junior Ortiz. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jose Oquendo. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Walt Durrell. Pitching for the New York Mets, Walt Durrell. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ryne Sandberg. Batting second. The shortstop, Larry Bowa. Batting third. The center fielder, Mel Hall. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Say. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Keith Moreland. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Carmelo Martinez. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jody Davis. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Joe Carter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Ruthven. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Ruthven. And now, play ball. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first, with Ruthven covering, for the out. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ruthven fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a fly ball into right field. Moreland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Bowa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oquendo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Gary Rajcik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rajcik takes first base on ball 4. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Martinez fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baylor. The throw from Davis and he is safe. Baylor steals second. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Martinez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ortiz for the out. Baylor moves to third. Two outs. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oquendo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Say fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Foster. Say reaches second base with a double. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland bunts towards first. Rajczyk scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moreland for the out. Say moves to third. One out. Carmelo Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Terrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Cubs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Ruthven is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruthven takes first base on ball 4. Carter moves to second. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Sandberg strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Walt Durrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-1 in the game. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards first. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first, with Ruthven covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-1 in the game. Bauer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baylor fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hall. The throw from Ortiz and he is out, Baylor applying the tag. Two outs. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Say hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Heap hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-1 in the game. Foster hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gary Rajczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rajczyk is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rajczyk hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0-for-0 in the game. Moreland hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Cubs. Carmelo Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz is 0 for 1 in the game. Ortiz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Say fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oquendo is 0 for 1 in the game. Oquendo strikes out. Two outs. Walt Durrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Durrell hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Ruthven is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruthven is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ruthven hits a fly ball into right field. Heap settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0 for 2 in the game. Sandberg is called out on strikes. Two outs. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 2 in the game. Brooks hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Heap hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 2 in the game. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Say hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Moreland strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Rajcik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rajcik is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Rajcik hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Baylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz is 0 for 2 in the game. Ortiz hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Bauer fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Carmelo Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 2 in the game. Martinez strikes out. One out. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Davis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Cubs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carter strikes out. Two outs. Dick Ruthven is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruthven is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ruthven hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Wally Backman pinch hits for Jose Oquendo. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Martinez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Backman for the out. One out. Rusty Staub pinch hits for Walt Terrell. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hall. Staub reaches second base with a double. John Stearns pinch runs for Rusty Staub. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Martinez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wilson for the out. Stearns moves to third. Two outs. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 3 in the game. Brooks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stearns scores. It's 4-1, Cubs. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Heap hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Doug Sisk now pitching. Wally Backman now playing second base. Bob Baylor now playing shortstop. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0 for 3 in the game. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bauer takes first base on ball 4. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 3 in the game. Hall takes first base on ball 4. Bauer moves to second. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Say hits a pop-up towards short. Baylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Moreland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Gary Woods now playing right field. Dave Owen now playing third base. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ruthven fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Ratchsick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ratchsick is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ratchsick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Keith Hernandez pinch hits for Junior Ortiz. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ruthven fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and New York Mets, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.